Hey Zen friends, welcome to Crazy Zen Life. I'm your host, Brittany Swan.
And I'm your host, Shannon Kessler. Join us as we navigate life on and off our yoga mat.
Hey friends, we are back and we are about to ruffle some feathers with you guys. My last name's Swan and we're going to ruffle all the feathers and we're going to talk about...
Are you going to be a dirty bird?
No, ruffle feathers, that means they're threatened. They puff up.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, so I'm when your feathers are ruffled, you're like...
Oh, the swans do. They do that big, like, thing. I have this thing going with my arms right now. You can't see it, but Brittany's giving me the look. Like, absolutely. That's what
swans are doing. It's like they're shooing away. Right. Yes.
Yes.
I'm not shooing you away. I want you to come forward, and let's talk about this ever-elusive mom guilt. Mom guilt for the people in the back. Does it exist?
Have you ever felt it? Do you feel it currently? And can we help?
Do you cry in your car?
Yes.
Cry in your closet.
Yes, I do.
But so we're going to discuss it and like break it down and see, does it exist? Or is this something that our culture now is now accepted to bring in as a crutch, cornerstone, or something that we rely on?
I think that's a great point to say. I'm not sure that I would ever use mom guilt as like a crutch per se. I think it's a lane somebody has created. It's like the soft shoulder, you know, when you're like, should I go in there? Maybe not. It looks dangerous, but I'm going to go anyway. Mm-hmm. So I think it is a lane that we've kind of created to just kind of place some feelings that maybe we're not ready to deal with. So let's read the definition of guilt. What does Webster say?
Good old Webster. Okay, so the fact of having committed a specified or implied offense or crime. So when you feel mom guilt, have you created a crime? What is the guilt that you're feeling? Have you done something bad? You have not injured your children. You have not put them in the middle of the street in harm's way. So that is pretty much, you would feel guilt about that. Because you put them in direct harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good point. So why are we placing this quote-unquote guilt upon us when we're not really placing us in the arms of our children, in the arms of, like, fear and crime harm.
Right.
And harm?
Okay.
So when you think about that?
Yeah, when you break it down into that simple of a term, like the true definition of guilt, then you're right. I personally haven't put my children in harm's way, committed a crime with them or against them. They all have the appendages they came on this earth with, so I feel like in that aspect, all right, cool. I shouldn't have mom guilt. I will be the first to admit that I have been one to say that I have mom guilt. I mean, for sure. I mean, there are definitely times, especially with, you know, growing a business and trying to flourish that aspect of my life, I do feel guilty because there are times where I've had to spend more time, you know, doing things that would take time away from being with my kids. Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, that's a hard, scale to try to balance. And, you know, I've talked about this before where I stopped looking for balance and was like, listen, this is never going to work in either direction. Right. I've got to embrace it. So we want to kind of talk about today some of the triggers or some of the ways that you may feel mom guilt if you do, you know, these three things.
And maybe ways that we can work around that.
Right. Lessening what some of these triggers could be so that maybe you're not feeling compelled to feel guilty.
Right. And this is a huge fact, too, when I was researching this topic and kind of gaining a little bit more knowledge, because I think this is a very interesting thing to talk about in our culture today, because it's not supported by any kind of health journal. American Institute for Health, it's not even logged as a specific, like, mental illness or even emotional awareness. So it's not even something that's really, like, studied. So I feel like maybe it's more of a cultural thing and a society thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's just a good point to maybe next time we feel these feelings of guilt, where could we do better?
Sure.
Or maybe what's driving these feelings?
Right.
Because as we've always talked about, having those conversations with yourself, and not to say all you guys aren't. I'm sure you guys are time to time.
Yeah.
But I've become victim, or I do that self, that I'm like, oh, I feel mom guilt because I'm doing this.
Right. I've asked my husband this before. I'm like, do you ever feel guilty? I mean, he travels a lot for work, and he doesn't have to travel for long, extensive periods of time. But he does, like, this past year, he traveled more than I feel like he traveled in years past. And I'm like, don't you feel guilty when you leave? And he's like, no.
No.
He's like, I don't. I mean, I love my job, and I love my family, and I would much rather be with my family than having to travel, but this is part of my job, and this is what I have to do. I'm like, yeah, right, but do you feel guilty? Like, are you going to... But he's like, no, babe, I don't.
But
like,
that's a great point. Okay, so cool. Why in a society do we place it on our shoulders? So
as ours as in females.
Females, yes. Right. I'm doing this, like, motion where... We need a video camera.
I know, we really do. Do you guys want to see us, like, record these, like, live?
That would be with interesting. With video,
because, I mean...
You really don't want to see us right now, but...
You get a real peek.
All the hands.
Right.
All the motions.
Yeah.
Anyways, but that's a great point, because my husband, I mean, I think that he misses the children. I don't think it's really dad guilt.
Right.
I don't think that there's, like, a cat's in the cradle, like, playing in his head. I think that, you know, I feel
that's
like...
That's the song you play when you get mom guilt?
No, that's like the dad song.
Oh.
It's in the cradle in the silver spoon. Yeah. I think that's it. That's the, like, the dad guilt song. Did you ever hear that in your head? Like,
I don't.
But I don't.
Agree that you do.
Well, Landon always says that. He's like, oh, I'm hearing the song right now. You know, like, if it's missing the children. And but he takes awesome. He takes it, you know, at face value, because he knows what he's bringing to the table.
Right.
Yeah. Which also is a great point. He feels valued.
Mm-hmm. That could be one of them. Okay, so we want to talk about some of the triggers in our own lives that we've kind of felt when we notice ourselves feeling mom guilt, like what's going on around us. And the first one for me, I know for sure, is being overcommitted. I've said yes to too many things, and now I have a week full of responsibilities or engagements or just yeses that I've said yes to. And some of them may involve my children, and some of them may not be. And there are times where I feel guilty if I have to leave to go do them. So, and that kind of is one of those things where if I would just say yes to the things I really need to do or the things I really want to do. And that kind of leads us into our second trigger of your want has to be big enough. Like, if I want to go someplace, I'm going to go. And I'm not going to feel guilty when I walk out the door. Like, I do a timeout group with some girlfriends, and we do a mommy timeout a couple times a year. I never feel guilty when I leave for those. Like, my kids and even my husband are all on board. They're like, oh, you're going to mommy timeout? Oh, that's your favorite, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, I love it. I've never once felt guilty about walking out the door to go to my mom timeout.
You recharge your battery.
I'm recharging my battery. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And my want is big, and I'm there. But there have been, like, there have been some classes I've been signed up to do, and they've been at, like, 6:30 or 7, and I've worked all day, and I come home, and I see my kids, and I'm like, oh, I don't think I want to go anymore. I feel guilty having to leave the house again to go back and do something else. So that want was big in the beginning, and then it got smaller and smaller and smaller, and I feel like when my want shrinks, my guilt gets bigger. And then I'm like, oh, I have mom guilt. I'm not going to go. I feel guilty. I haven't seen my kids today. I'm going to stay home. So those are, like, two for me that I know for sure when those happen, like overcommitted and my want not being big enough, mm-hmm. I start to feel guilty.
You know, I've always noticed about humans, and this is just broad spectrum, but it's easy to sign up for something. It's harder to show up.
It is.
Like, I feel like mom of the year or person of the year, I'm like, I signed up for that. I can't wait to do it. And then when the time comes, it could be like a tennis lesson or me even taking like a new instructional class. And then I'm like, oh, but I'd rather be doing or I need to be doing that. Yes.
Right.
So it's hard to show up.
It is hard to show up.
So that's maybe like pick the things you want to show up for and maybe know in the back of your head, like, nope, I'm not going to. You do that really well with me. Like, Brittany, don't overcommit with the times. I'm like, right. I'm always, I always think I'm like, have more time. Like, I think I live in like a 25-hour day.
Right. Yes. Brittany's notorious for committing things. And then I'm like, but did you equate travel time into that? And then the talk time after, because we both get stuck in conversations all the time after we do things that runs into our travel time, which usually pushes us late to our next thing. And I'm like, build in travel time and build in your talk time. Because if one of you can't change your travel time because you never know what traffic's going to be like. Mm-hmm. But your talk time, you're like, listen, Sue, I got to get going. I got a thing. I got to go. But I mean, I'm guilty of that too. And I'm like, man.
Like, oh, man. That's tricky. Number three. Oh, this is more me. this is where I have a little bit of the outside influences, and maybe a lot of other people do too. So you feel like you're kind of under that like microscope, and where you're kind of feeling, well, everyone's looking at me or judging me on my actions. Mm-hmm. So say, for instance, you have to pick your kid up from preschool at noon. I'm either first in line or 10 minutes late. Is anyone else like raising their hand right now? Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, that's so me. So I feel a little bit guilty sometimes, if that word exists, but I feel like, oh man, my kid's like the last one on the step, like waiting with the teacher. Whoopsie. And sometimes it's even just because I'm leaving my acupuncture appointment, or sometimes getting a pedicure, and I'm just running really, really late.
Right.
Whoops.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny how people justify, like, you're coming from a pedicure. Well, me running 10 minutes late, whether it's coming from, I don't know, my OBGYN appointment, would that be okay if I'm running 10 minutes late? Then why would it matter if I'm getting my toes painted and I'm 10 minutes late? I'm still 10 minutes late regardless. The reason why I'm late really shouldn't be anyone's concern.
Shouldn't be a tier program.
Right. It really shouldn't. Like, oh, girl, I'm going to throw some shade if I know you're coming to get your toes done. But I'll be all right if you get your hoo-ha checked out. Like, come on. No, it's self-care both ways.
Yes.
I need both.
I really do need both. Yes. So, or just the fact that you feel a little bit more judged if you take a little more time for yourself.
Right.
I sometimes feel that from outside influences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, either in like really close personal relationships or even outside a little bit.
And we've kind of talked about this before too, but it's really trying to let go of the expectations that other people have. Well, you've allowed to see other people, you know, put on you, and whether you accept them as your truth or not, you know, is up to you. Oops, sorry, that's my stomach.
It's a little rumbling this morning.
But I do think that if we can start, like, just not giving more time and energy to what other people think, then it will be easier to not feel guilty about running 10 minutes late.
I just had this visual. Like, okay, so you know how those pill boxes?
Oh, yeah.
You know those pill boxes, and, you know, you have your days mapped out.
Right.
And then you feel like when you open up, like, so you have Monday. Yeah. And, like, you have pills for all of Monday, like vitamin C and stuff like that. But, like, instead of taking those pills, sometimes I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm, like, nervous today, so I'm taking that pill. And, like, so you end up having, like, all these, like, little fictitious emotional pills that you're taking, like anxiousness, you know, competitiveness, unsure. And you kind of hold all of them, and then you take them, and then they kind of digest in your body the entire day. So instead of doing that, I just had this visualization, like, let's, like, remap those pills. Let's bring on, like, I feel valued. I feel acceptance. I feel I can make these compromises.
Right.
You know? Like, maybe we should change our pills.
Yeah. I wish you could see her face right now. It's lighting up like a Christmas tree. She's so excited.
I just came up with this. I'm like, why don't we just change our pill cocktail.
Change your prescription, girl. You got this. You can do it. I love it. That's awesome.
So, like, maybe find out where you feel valued.
Yeah. Which leads us into number four. Trying to feel like the more things that you feel valued doing, you feel like your time is worth doing, then the guilt goes away. Or it maybe doesn't go away, but maybe you just stop feeling it as strong. Like,
the compromise was more worth it. Yes.
You're like, no, this is, you know, again, like, I don't usually feel guilty when I go to a yoga class, because that's something, A, I enjoy. I love doing. Not that I need my family's permission to go and do it, but they're always like, oh, no, Mama, you should go. You love yoga. And I'm like, thank you for seeing that and loving that. Like, I don't make my kids feel guilty when I'm like, oh, you're going to go to piano class today? Oh, don't you want to play Legos instead? Like, I would never say that to my kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm thankful that they don't say that, you know, to me. I mean, we do clock a lot of hours together, which is great. And that kind of brings us into our last point of, are your buckets full? Maybe if your buckets are full enough, you won't feel compelled to feel.
Explain the bucket idea.
Yes.
Because this might be new to some of our listeners.
Okay. So I talk a lot about life buckets. I have my kid buckets. I have my, you know, husband, that marriage bucket. I've got a friend bucket. I've got a work bucket. And then I've just got, like, a plain new things fuck it. Like, I want to try new things.
And you want to see, like, Bozo the Clown? Yeah. Like, right now, and they have all the buckets, and you're just, like, trying to throw the ball
in. Right. You're trying to get it in there. Yes. So but I do. Like, I keep the, like, my kid bucket and my husband bucket are, like, the close ones. So I know, like, that ball's always going to fit in. But, like, the work bucket is usually, like, the third one. Like, I know I can make it, but if I miss
You're getting that tricycle.
Yeah, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, but, like, sometimes that new experience bucket, you're like, I gotta go a little bit harder. I gotta throw it a little bit more. It's very unsure whether I'm gonna make it or not.
The creative buckets, like number 10.
But you
feel... The radio flyer wagon.
Exactly! You're like, oh, I want that so bad. But when you make that last bucket, and, like, because sometimes it's just something you're like, it could go in, it could not, I'm not sure, but you feel so gratified when you do. You're like, yes! That bucket's full! So I do think it's trying to give yourself the ability and the time to fill all the buckets. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when your buckets aren't full in one area, then you start to bleed into or feel more compelled to feel guilty of like, oh, I didn't, that bucket's not very full today. Mm-hmm. You know, the hubby bucket, it's pretty low.
Yeah.
Probably should clock more Dan hours.
You know, or just, you know, maybe the compromises weren't in his favor.
Yes.
Like you didn't compromise with him the best and he got kind of overshadowed.
And his bucket got moved to the last spot. Mm-hmm. Wasn't very good at aiming at that one.
I did not get the wagon.
Not get the wagon. Sorry, boo. Sorry.
Yeah.
So I think feeling valued will definitely come into play when you start feeling mom guilt.
Because that's how women work too.
Yes.
We are words of affirmation kind of people. We want to hear the good things, and we want to like feel like, okay, you saw what I did, right?
Right.
And it's no stranger, because that's just how kids are. They're like, Mom, look at my amazing creation. Mm-hmm. And then when they feel it's like valued, like last night, this is a perfect example. So the kids were upstairs and they were playing in the playroom, and all five of them, and they had total destruction. I'm sorry, Home Sanctuary, if you're listening to this. They was like a total shit show. Mm-hmm. So anyways, Dan was kind of cleaning up all the paper, and it's like lots of little paper. Well, Eleanor had made like this paper medal. Like, mm-hmm. for the run that she just did. And
which she wore to school today, by the way. She paperclipped it to her shirt.
She didn't.
Yes, it's so cute. Well, I'll post a picture of it. It's
really adorable. Oh, my God, that's adorable. Okay, so, but Dan accidentally, like, crumbled it up, like, to throw it away. And she was like, wait a second, where's my medal? And so we had to, like, uncrumble it. And, you know, she's like, but that's my work. And Dan handled it beautifully. He's like, oh, but I love it. It's beautiful. And, you know, I mean, he quickly recovered as a dad of any daughter would.
Yes.
But again, that's exactly, she's like, she didn't feel like that, my work. Like,
right. How did you put that in the trash, Daddy?
My work wasn't valued. So,
yeah.
You know, we quickly gave the words of affirmation and
excellent.
Turned that shit around. The same, that's how all women work. I, my experience.
Yeah.
I'm not putting us all in one box, but.
Sure. No, I mean, I definitely like a pat on the back. I like to feel like I have value. I like giving credit where credit is due, too. Like, mm-hmm. if it was somebody else's, you know, idea, but maybe somebody saw me do, I was like, wait, this came from this person, and, like, this was amazing. I mean, I am a huge, huge proponent of you give credit where credit is due.
Right.
Like, not many people don't need that. I love that in my own life, and I love to give that to other people, but I do think that it helps with just that validation, and just sometimes just, again, like filling up the value bucket of like, yes.
You so what else could we shed away when we feel valued? You know, what could we, like, what pill could we take out? Probably insecurity.
Insecurity, yes, and then outside influencers.
Yes.
Like, once your value bucket is really full and you're like, it no longer is important to me what anybody else thinks, because I am worth it. I am my worth. I don't need anyone else's seal of approval to accept my worth.
Yeah. Name your own worth.
Mm-hmm.
Travel in your own truth. Love those two bumper stickers. They're going to be on our website soon. Oh my gosh, we covered all the bases.
I know. This is really good.
I mean, getting it done awesome. Today.
We are getting it done. Yeah.
You know, speaking of words of affirmation and like, cheering people on, I think a good one, because we are releasing it this week. This one. Yeah. So if you do get a chance to cheer on the Ironman.
Oh, yes.
Competitors.
Mm-hmm.
Louisvillians, if you're a local in Louisville, let's try to cheer those peeps on today. They've been working really hard.
Not today, on Sunday.
I mean, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sorry.
When it happens, it's happening Sunday, October 14th.
There we go, October 14th. So if you're a local, try to do that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, and if you've never been down to, or this could be for any race, really, but like the Ironman really is such like an amazing feat. We've had several friends that have run it, and it's just, I mean, anytime I meet an Iron Man, I just want to shake their hand even harder and be like, wow, you're so cool. Like,
because congratulations. The mental struggle first.
Well, the physical struggle is huge. The mental struggle, the nutritional struggle that you go through. I mean, these people are putting their bodies through such rigorous, like, stress. But for really, I mean, it's just amazing to see what your body is capable of doing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're pushing. And this is like 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 hours that it takes some of these people to complete this. I'm like, I'm not sure I've ever been active for 18 hours straight like that. I mean, pushing my body to the limit for 18 hours, wow. Pushing my mind to the limit for 18 hours. You know, there was that thing called childbirth. That was pretty exhausting.
Yeah.
But I got a really cute baby out of it. Like,
they're not getting a baby.
I mean, a medal is cool.
Medal is cool.
But a baby's cute.
Certificate, medal, all the things. You know, all the things. So maybe just,
Man,
words of affirmation this weekend. Cool. We're gonna try to get out there ourselves.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
Because it's right by our house.
Yes, we literally cannot get out of our neighborhood without going through the bike traffic, because the bike runs on our main street. And I've actually been in that traffic before. It was like 3.5 hours.
I'm like, okay. So we'll be home.
We'll be home.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be great.
Okay. So, do we want to do questions today?
Let's see. Oh, I have a question. Yeah. When do you feel most valued? And then I'll ask you a
most valued,
not so heavy question.
I feel like after teaching, I feel like I've given people maybe a bright part of their day, and I feel really valued. And they don't have to tell me, that's okay. But I know it when I see them like laying there in Shavasana, not moving, and really enjoying like that moment to themselves.
Right.
Whether they liked the entire class or not, but that moment is when I'm like, all right.
Yes.
Really good moment is when, like Meredith said a few episodes back, when the person who normally gets up right away stays.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yes.
Done my job.
I've done it. Yes. how about you?
Well, in like a work setting, I really enjoy when I'm meeting with a new style client and I've come into their home and I've gone through their closet and I've put together this outfit that we didn't have any new clothes to create. I just created this new outfit out of their current clothes, and they look and they're like, oh my gosh, I would have never thought to do this. I love this. This is amazing. That to me is like, yes, I've done my job. Like I can go home now.
I'm done.
We're done. I'm done. So that really for me like is makes me feel really valued that I'm doing, you know, I'm doing my work. Like I'm doing a good job at what I'm doing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What's your favorite dinner to make right now?
Oh, for sure. Tacos. I mean, I love taco night because nobody in our house, we always do Taco Tuesday together, both Swans and Kessler's, and nobody complains. Like, it's the happiest meal, I feel like, of the week because everybody, but a taco is great because you can make it your own. Like, it's not pre-portioned out for you. You're putting your amount of cheese on it, your amount of beans, your amount of guac. So I feel like it's everybody's kind of favorite because they get the add their own personal touches. And
we mix it up a lot with the Taco Tuesday. Like, sometimes we do fish. We've done sweet potatoes.
Mushrooms.
Last night we did that. You did that one really well.
Yeah, that was
awesome. I don't even understand that one.
I'm going to have to figure out how I did that one. That one was really delicious.
I remember that and I was like, that was
really good.
Yeah. Like last night we did cauliflower.
Yeah, that was so yummy.
And then we've done some other stuff.
Yeah, they've been really good. So I love taco, but I mean,
shrimp, we've done shrimp.
Shrimp, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. I'm a big fan of that and I love like guacamole, and I love it because our kids love to help make the guacamole. And like last night, Wyatt, like I chopped the ingredients, and he actually, you know, he made it, and he did a great job. It was like the
bowl. Tell them how many avocados we have to use.
Okay, so the original recipe that I started with was two whole avocados.
Yes.
Last night we used seven avocados to make guacamole, and it was
clean.
Like gone.
I barely got any. Yeah. Shannon barely got any.
Right.
Dan was the only one who had like two solid scoops out of the adult portion. Right. But the kids cleaned this guacamole out. And unfortunately, we can't like really share this recipe because it's like all by taste.
Well, yeah. I mean, we can. I can share the basis and then you can, you know, season to taste. Yeah. I can give you my tips on if it's feeling a little flat, what do you do? But man, this recipe is like money.
Tried and true.
Better than
any restaurant.
True story. What is your favorite recipe or meal?
We, what do you,
What do you like making?
You know, we teeter in and out of two different ones that are probably like our go-tos. Mm-hmm. But there's always a starch involved, obviously, because we have children. So we do a pesto with sun-dried tomatoes. So we call it pasta lei, mm-hmm. and we add mushrooms and zucchini to that. So it's like really a lot of veggies. And we always do linguine with that. So the kids just love it, slurp it up. It's like, it's super slurpy.
Yes.
Even better.
Slurp factor is key. Slurp with pasta
is so key. And then we do this other thing where, and that one's a good, like, meatless Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah. Super easy. Usually we're at tutoring that day because we follow you right behind. So we already have that made. So we walk in the door, we get, and then our second one is sausage and peppers. We cut those up and like saute them and serve it over rice, and everyone eats that up.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
pretty much anything over rice in my house goes over well.
Let's just be honest.
I know. Rice is delicious.
Yes. Well, this has been really fun.
I know. Thanks for sharing your mom guilt with me.
I share it every day. That elusive, does it exist? I don't know. We still don't know.
And we want to hear from you guys. I mean, do you guys feel mom guilt? And when do you feel it? How do you get out of it? And yeah, just share with us, because we definitely love hearing from our Zen friend community. You guys always make us feel so good. And we're just really glad that you keep coming back.
I know. I know. And also, if you take the time on iTunes to rate us and review us, that would help us out. It kind of pushes us and lets us know, like, how we're doing.
Yeah.
And
if you share it with a friend, if you have a friend yet that hasn't experienced Crazy Zen Life, please share it, because we just love sharing our message and sharing some laughs, some inappropriate comments, and, you know, our favorite four-letter words.
That's why you come to us.
Exactly.
All right. We'll see you soon, Zen friends.